الحمد لله والكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. As we are all aware, fitnas are just coming all the time. Like the string of the tasbih is broken and all the beads just fall out. One fitna is not finished and there are so many other fitnas all the time. One fitna which we might be aware of, but it is very important that we take cognizance, that we understand it, and that is a fitna which the Jewish people are trying to make and calling it the Abrahamic creed or the Abrahamic accord. Basically, what they are trying to say, that the whole world must unite, we must all have peace, because our ancestry goes right through till Ibrahim alayhi salam, and whether it's the Muslims, whether it's the Christians, whether it's the Jews, and even the Hindus, especially the Brahmin, those people, they also say they are from Ibrahim alayhi salam. So they say the whole world can unite and we can have peace if we all unite on Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. So outwardly they give this picture, and we are millat Ibrahim, we follow Ibrahim. Ma hadhil azahi ya Rasulullah, qala hiya sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. Our deen is on millat Ibrahim. So, but we have to look at it more carefully. We should also try and listen to the recent talk of Mufti Radaul Haqsab, Damat Barakatum, where he explained all the evil beliefs they have got with regard to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. So there is no question for us to reconcile with them. They've got terrible, terrible beliefs about the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. So there can be no question. But in reality, even much more, it is a total deception. And the reason why we have to speak about it, their fitnas they make all the time. But many of our ulama, our scholars, and top scholars also get involved in this. And we should also understand, this is one main thing what they have got in mind, the Abrahamic Accord, Abrahamic Creed. But together with it are all interfaith meetings that they have. This all leads to that we have all different religious peoples, people we get together, we discuss, etc. And also, what they have got, a open day in masjids, where they invite all the people of the town, non-Muslims, and then give them da'wah of Islam. All this looks very nice, but we have to understand all this is a concept. Outward concept is very good, but inside is filled with all dirt and with evil. Just a simple example, if you have on the table a Coca-Cola bottle or Pepsi-Cola, this is just an example. Otherwise, these cold drinks, we should avoid them totally. In every aspect, we should totally avoid them. But we, instead of Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola, we've got black vinegar in there. Now, the outward title is Pepsi-Cola, Coca-Cola. But when you taste of it and it's black vinegar, then you want to spit it out. So like that, they are giving these titles, but inside they have filled up all this evil. And unfortunately, for various reasons, our scholars also get involved in this, for whatever reason it might be. So we have to be on our guard for ourselves, that we don't become involved anywhere, in any of these interfaith meetings, in any of these open days. The name is very nice, giving da'wah to the non-Muslims. And so many people showed so much interest, and perhaps one or two accepted Islam also. Outwardly it looks very nice, but inside they have got that we all must become one. And we must compromise. There is no way out besides compromising. But besides that, there are so many other evils also, and the Quran Sharif is the Quran Sharif. The answers are given so clearly in the Quran Sharif that it is not difficult for us to understand. Just see, and not only one place, how many places the Quran Sharif has explained about all this. So with regard to this, where they say we must all follow Ibrahim alayhi salam, but then Allah Ta'ala says here in the Quran Sharif, وَإِذِ اتَّلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبَّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. When Allah Ta'ala had tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with regard to a few tests. The tafsir is quite in detail what those tests were. Ibrahim alayhi salam passed all with distinction. And so he said, قَالَ, and then Allah Ta'ala said, this is the important point, إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. O Ibrahim, I'll make you for all of mankind the Imam. So they are using that point, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he is the Imam of all of mankind. And he made dua, Allah Ta'ala told him, I'll make you the Imam of the whole of mankind. And there are a few interesting points. Every point of the Quran is interesting. So he said to Allah Ta'ala, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِ, and O Allah, not only me, but my children also. Because I'm not going to love, if my children will also, you give them, they pass the test and they become the imams in dini matter. And the highest post in the world is to be an imam in dini matters, whom Allah Ta'ala gives the authority and gives him the position of an imam. Other people are following him in dini matters. This is the highest. Much more greater. In fact, that cannot compare also being the president of a country or being in charge of the richest man in the world, being in charge of all the corporate world or whatever else they can be. The highest post is to be imam for dini matters. That is the highest. And Allah gave that to Ibrahim alayhi salam. So he said, Ya Allah, make my children also. So Allah replied and said, La yanalu ahdi al-zalimin. Those who will be wrongdoers, they won't be able to become imams. But those people who will pass the test, of course not like Ibrahim alayhi salam, but also have got those qualities which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had, I will make them also imams. So this will carry on in the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Allah Ta'ala, and then in the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam, we all know, and even the Jews, Christians all accept, that he had two sons, Ismail alayhi salam and Ishaq alayhi salam. The two sons from Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam was Yaqub alayhi salam. And the other name of Yaqub was Israel. So Bani Israel, all the Jewish prophets. And even Isa alayhi salam all came from Ishaq alayhi salam. So Allah gave him that as far as they are concerned. And on the other side, he has got another son also, Ismail alayhi salam. And from him was the Arab nation. And from in the Arabs was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So they say that Millat Ibrahim, but they only take us till Yaqub alayhi salam. They don't take us further till Ibrahim alayhi salam. They use his name. And if they use his name, then he has got two sons. Then what about the other son? So anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah says, remember that time when he made the house, وَجَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا. Allah Ta'ala made the house, the Kaaba Sharif, مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ, a place of establishment for mankind. So the Kaaba and ibadat of the Kaaba has to be maintained all the time. It is right in the center of the earth also, and it is مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ. If the Kaaba and Ibadah there is carrying on, the whole world system will carry on. And when the time will come when the Kaaba will be broken, then Qiyamah will come. Then there won't be anything. So that is, and it is the place of great rewards also, of Sawab, Masaba, Wa Amna. And Allah made it a peace, place of peace. So the Kaaba Sharif, and that is the mother of all the masajid. So there Allah has made that peace, every masjid will also have peace. من دخله كان آمنا. Who person who enters the Kaaba, the Haram, he's got aman. And every masjid also. Then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِنْ مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ مُصَلَّى وَأَهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ. And Allah took a promise. Ulama right here, ulama of tafsir, it's a promise, but it's a command here. And here is another interesting point, not directly related with our subject, but the mutawallis of a masjid, what their duties are. When Allah Ta'ala took this promise, commanded Ibrahim A.S., they were the mutawallis of the Kaaba Sharif. Now what must they do? That tahhira baytiya lit-ta'ifina wal-aakifina wal-ruk'i sujood. That they must maintain the Kaaba Sharif for all the people who will make tawaf, all the people who will make i'tikaf, and ruk'i sujood, namaz. In other words, the work of the mutawallis is to facilitate the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. All the ibadat. If it's Kaaba Sharif, their haram, then it is the tawaf also which is there. For itikaf also, the work of the mutawalli is to facilitate, not to close the masjid. That is never ever the work. It's the total opposite. They have to see masjids are open. Their duty. If by force, that's a different thing. But their work, it's not that they voluntarily close the masjid. They go more ahead and they close the masjid. Their work is to keep the masajid open and to facilitate the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah for this to happen. The Kaaba Sharif was built, but there was no, the city of Makkah was not there. So now it was necessary, so he made dua to Allah. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا. Oh Allah, make this a city. Because the hajis will come from around the world. Allah Ta'ala said, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِ. To make azan, give da'wat for the people of the world, they must. And Ibrahim alayhi salam stood on Maqami Ibrahim and he called the people for hajj. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, yeah, I'm going to be calling out. Who will hear me? There's no one here. But Allah Ta'ala said, your work is to give the da'wat. My work is to convey your message. So Ibrahim a.s. gave the da'wat of Hajj. Allah conveyed it not to people of the world who are existing, but even in alam-e-arwah. And as many people, as many times as they said labbaik, they will be going for Hajj. They will be there, they will be present. So now, when all the people are coming, unless there isn't a city, then how will the people be catered for? So he said, made dua. The other, that city, there must be aman, amina. Because if there is no peace in a place, then also how are you going to cater for all the hajis who are going to come? And further, warzuq ahlahu mina tamarat. And give for the rosy also to the people. Because now people from around the world are going to come. And the actual process of the hajis before was, and for in the Islamic annals it was, that the people of Mecca used to host them free of charge. In fact, they should go right till Jeddah, all the ports of entry, and they should fight with one another that these are our guests. These are our guests. But then the hajis were also such. It wasn't a tourist attraction. They should be hajis in the true sense, and they should make the ibadat, and these people should be honored to fulfill all their needs and look after them. And he said, Man amana minum billahi wal yawmil akhir. What Allah Ta'ala told, that those people who will be righteous, O Ibrahim, I will choose them for imamat. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam thought the same rule applies for the people also who will be there. That those people who have iman on Allah in the akhirah. Allah Ta'ala said, Waman kafar. Even the wrongdoers of the world, I will give them also. فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا. I will give them the things of this dunya. For dunya's imamat, you don't have to have the qualities which Ibrahim alayhi salam had. For imamate of deen, you have to have those qualities. But for dunya's sake, even if you don't have that qualities, and we see rulers of the world, how corrupt they are. And they are full of corruption. Allah gives it to them. أُمَتْعُهُ قَلِيلًا ثُمَّ أَصَّرُّهُ إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ النَّارِ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ. And then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and that's it, remember that time when he had raised the foundations of the Kaaba Sharif, him and Ismail. Now reference is made to Ismail. Now in this Jewish accord of that, Abrahamic accord, why do they stop at Yaqub alayhi salam, at the Anbiya of the Bani Israel? Where yes, clearly, and they also acknowledge that Ismail alayhi salam is also the son of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And from him came the Arab progeny. And from them Allah chose Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he made dua, Rabbana waj'al min al-bayt wa Ismail. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Yeah, very important point is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he is the Imam of the Anbiya, and he is the Imam of the great Anbiya, and he, what sincerity, ikhlas, he must have had. Nobody in the world can bring that ikhlas. With what pure money and wealth they built the Kaaba Sharif, not tainted in the least, but in any way. What great. But when still now he makes dua, taqabbal minna. Taqabbal from Babil, tafa'ul, in which there is takalluf, which means in simple language, it's not worthy of acceptance, but you accept it out of your kindness. After all this, so a great lesson is taught to us that all our ibadat we make, we must never think it's worthy of acceptance. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, building the Kaaba by the command of Allah, and Allah showed the foundation of the Kaaba, they built up the walls, and he says, taqabbal minna. So then how much of the humility did he have? This is necessary. At the end of every ibadat, tawbah, istighfar. Ya Allah, it's not worthy of acceptance. You accept it from us. Innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Allah is tawwab also. Don't have fear. Allah is the one who forgives. Even your ibadat is not worthy of acceptance. Allah will forgive also, and Allah will accept. And after tawbah, Allah is Rahim also. He will, after forgiving you, He will shower you with such ni'mat that you cannot imagine. In this world, if a person does wrong, is found guilty in court, then he is sentenced also. But if he asks for amnesty from the president, from the prime minister, royal amnesty, and they give him, they say, okay, we will let you off now. But they won't give him all other things, that now we are giving you 10 filling stations also, and 10 farms also, and 10 blocks of flats. All those things, they won't do that. But Allah, after He forgives, He shows His mercy. After forgiving gunas, Allah changes those gunas into good deeds also. And Allah showers His mercy on that person also. So then Ibrahim a.s. made this dua, Rabbana wab'ath fihim. Oh Allah, in the people of Makkah, You send one Rasul also. So why in the Jewish, in the Ibrahimic accord, why don't they refer to this part also? That the other Nabi, who Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua for, Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulam minhum. So he sent the Rasul to them from amongst them, fihim, rasulam minhum. And then the work of the Nabi, yatlu alayhim ayatika, tilawat of the Quran Sharif, in which is all, every effort that is connected with tilawat, whether it is from the Qaida, Yassarna al-Quran, Qaida Baghdadi, whichever Qaida the children read from the beginning, all this, they are fulfilling this dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Right up to Hibs of Quran, Tajweed classes, Qiraat classes, all this, the Qiraat of the Quran, Tilawat of the Quran Sharif. And يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. And to teach them the Kitab and Hikmat, that is to understand the Quran Sharif, the laws of the Quran Sharif, and to become ulama'i rasikhin, ulama rabbaniyin. That is important. Not only ulama, but yuallimuhumul kitab, the outward meaning of the Quran also. The inward meaning of the Quran also. All that, they must understand the hikam of the commands of Allah Ta'ala also. And most important, they themselves must have yaqeen on the commands of Allah also. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. And also the work of tazkiyah nafs, to purify, to remove all filthy habits, pride, arrogance, dishonesty, lying, deceit, corruption. They must be purified from that also. So all that, the particular dua was made for Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Oh Allah, undoubtedly you are al-aziz, al-ghalibu ala kulli shay, وَلَا يَغْلِبُهُ شَيْءٌ. The most powerful, who is powerful over everything and nothing and no one and all together. Nobody can overpower Allah. And every command of Allah, we have to understand, Allah is Hakim. فعل الحكيم لا يخلو عن الحكمة. The work of a Hakim is it is never void, empty of wisdom. So whichever command Allah gave, from here we can understand whether women get half of what men get in inheritance. Allah made it. Women have to stay at home, men must go out and work, is the command. And there is great hikmat in there. Then that hikmat we must try and understand and explain it to the people. When people don't understand it, the basic thing is to accept the command of Allah. Amanna. والراسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا. That الراسخون في العلم, who have got that yaqeen, they accept. But always, the majority of the people don't accept until they don't understand the hikmat, the wisdom behind that. So that is also necessary to understand and explain that why do women get half of what men get? Why if a person steals, must his hand be cut? Why if a person murders, must his life be taken also in return? All that has to be explained. And when we explain, then we will understand that the absolute deen of Allah is absolute. Then we won't have problems with the Taliban government, that they are putting Sharia law, and the people of the West are trying to make a big hype about it, that they are going back to the Stone Age. They are taking people backwards again, that women's rights will not be fulfilled, etc. There won't be freedom of speech, etc. All those things. The hikmat has to be explained to people also. Then even the people of the West, even an atheist will understand. And he will understand that only that he did not know anything, but what he knew was all the wrong things. The right things are what deen teaches and what Allah Ta'ala teaches. Then Allah says clearly, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ. A person who turns away from مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ is a person who has done great injustice, wrong, is a stupid person, he has got safahat in him. He hasn't got any understanding. So they are using the word Abrahamic according. And unfortunately, some of our good people also say it's good to have peace with them. They want to have peace. But you want to have peace with a snake. You want to have peace with shaitan. If shaitan is prepared to listen to us, we will have peace. But peace with him on his condition, how can we have peace with shaitan on his condition? So they want us to have peace with everyone. So this is a great fitna also. And if they chose Dubai, the place for the meetings which they had, for this Abrahamic Accord, etc., for other interfaith meetings, etc., and many of our senior scholars, they also trapped them to attend. Some of them in between withdrew and left also. But we have to be aware, as becoming ulama, that not only this matter, and for any other matter also, all fitnas we must be aware and awake, that we don't get caught up in fitness. Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Palanpuri Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was the Shaykhul Hadith of Darul Ulum Deoband. He says the reason why a person gets caught up in fitness are two basic things. One is qillate ta'abbud wa ta'in, when we don't make enough ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And today we will find, unfortunately, we who are regarded as the ulama, our ibadat is also very little. So much so that our faraiz, we are cutting corners also. Our namaz, we are cutting corners also. So, qillate ta'abbud. And the other, he says, qillate, qillate, ta'addub, with a hamza, adab, don't have adab. And he gave the example of Sayyid Maududi, who was also a learned person. But he was not only astray, but he made how many people go astray. And also, interestingly, and which we should take a lesson, at that time also many of our top scholars also got caught up with him. The first person to realize that he's on the wrong path was Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullahi. And he made the people aware. Then, mashallah, many ulama wrote kitabs against him, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Fitna Maududiyat, etc. But all it was so covered up so nicely that even big, big ulama didn't understand that he's going in the wrong direction. So to be safe from all fitnas, we must try and increase our ibadat. Qillate ta'abbud, and when we don't do our faraiz also properly, then it is very dangerous. That person can go astray. And qillate ta'addub. We don't have respect for our elders, our ustad, our mashayikh. We don't have respect then for the great, great ulama. People who speak bad about the imams, especially about Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, about the other imams. People who speak bad and ill about the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. With the Shias, you see, easily and completely they go astray. So whether it is this fitna of this Ibrahimic accord and creed, the interfaith meetings, the open days in masjid, or any other fitna, to get ourselves saved, make sure that we are making Allah's ibadat, at least the basics, we are doing it properly. And we have adab and respect. That is a very important thing also. We have adab and respect for our elders, for the sahaba, for all. Then inshallah a person will get saved. Otherwise, fitnas are coming in different ways. It's not just a matter of they paying you out money openly. But it is sometimes where they put you in the limelight, give you name and fame. They make you, call you a very broad-minded alim, a person who has got very balanced thinking, and then you would like to be like that. And then you agree to their to things, what they are saying. And they use us to do their dirty work. What their dirty work, washing their dirty linen, washing the napkins of the babies, they use us to do that work. And we don't realize, and we think we are somebody very great just because we in their good books. So we have to be very careful. This is one big fitna also that is carrying on. This outwardly it looks very nice to have peace with all the people. And they bring this argument also that Muslims lived with peace with the Jews and Christians also. No doubt that peace is right, but not peace in compromising on our Islamic and dini principles. On our aqaid and our ibadat where we compromise. There can be no peace on those things. They use the other words and they get us to involved in all these things. So Allah protect us, guide us to righteousness, and main thing in these times to protect our iman. If there is no iman, a person dies like that forever and ever in the fire of Jahannam. Mukhallad fin nar. To be forever in the burning, in the torturous fire, place of punishment of Jahannam, forever. Allah gave us iman, it's our duty to look after this iman. And as the scholars and ulama and imams, we have to look after our iman, and in turn the iman of the public also. If we slip, the whole public will also go astray. Allah guide us all to righteousness, inshallah.